Sunshine Coast residents who fled massive blazes on Monday night are returning home today with the fire threat easing. But while authorities are allowing them back, what they're finding when they get there is confronting. Rachel Mealy joins me now from the fire-damaged Queensland town of Perugian Beach. Rachel, what does it look like?
Well, Eleanor, once the roadblocks were lifted into the affected area this morning, I drove along the main access road into Perugian Beach, along with many of the residents who were also returning for the first time. And really, that journey was just a tale of what might have been. There were huge swathes of vegetation that had been burnt out right next to residential areas. And I went to Jacana Street, where people reported how dramatic the fire had been on Monday night. And many residents of that street described the ember shower and the fact that visibility was very poor because of thick smoke. I came across Stephen Marks, who just returned to his home. It wasn't damaged, but his garden had come under ember attack and some trees were black. The fences were down, but overall he was relieved and grateful.
Yeah, I was just driving home from work and got the message from a friend who could see it from where they were standing on Plover Street. They've got a house up there, and yeah, he just said we got our bub out of there, and yeah, it was just...
How old's your baby?
3 months old.
So you weren't messing around?
Nah, definitely not, and I'm really glad we didn't because, yeah, just moved way too quick.
So your house is in Jacana Street, which was kind of in the centre of it on Monday night. What are you expecting to see when you go back in today?
Well, we've just heard whispers and you know, there's a few little photos that have surfaced and things like that. We haven't really been able to get a visual of our place, but we're just hoping that it's not as bad as they're making it out to be on the Monday night, but we just got no clear idea, so it's still just speculation, and yeah.
And how do you feel about that? Is it stressful, or are you pretty calm that it's going to be okay?
Yeah, well, I guess Monday night we were just when these reports were sort of giving us the idea that there's a big chance that our unit's going to be gone. You just sort of start having to take that approach that, you know, it's just stuff and it's all replaceable, but yeah, it's still, you know, there's still a lot of value there, and it knocks you back if stuff like that happens, so yeah, still stressful.
That was a man named Kyle from Jacana Street in Perugian Beach, and he, like other residents, got to return there this morning. And as I said, Eleanor, the reports from those people in that street are that they're relieved about really how close they came.
And Rachel, what is the latest now on the conditions and the fire threat that they're now facing?
Well, the fire is still large and burning, but the conditions have eased across the region, and that's allowing firefighters today to get some solid containment lines around the fire. Authorities are worried, though, that the combination of fierce winds and high temperatures will be back later in the week on Friday and Saturday, and they could whip this fire up again. So they're working furiously today and using waterbombing aircraft and doing everything they can, really, while the conditions allow.
Rachel there at Perugian Beach, thank you.